You know, sadly, we have those who don't want to be in the Word of God. They may be tempted to think, oh, it's too much of that. That tells you your heart's not right. We're going to see in a moment that we need to see God's Word rightly. When we come politely bored with God's Word, we're in a troublesome spot because it is actually the Word of God.
Welcome to this midweek edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, today we conclude our look at an extremely important passage of Scripture.
Yes, we do, Dave. And that passage is Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 6, where we are seeing how we can be spiritually restored. Turn with us to Nehemiah chapter 8, and we'll begin with verse 1.
Well, thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org, to learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
That's what you should be doing, Peter. You see, because it's the feeding of the Word of God that protects the flock from things. It's when the flock is fed and sees the Lord rightly, it's protected from those evils of false teaching, whatever it might be. So we should have a yearning for the Word of God, and that yearning should not just be simply, I want to hear the Word. It needs to be followed up with being in the right place. Ezra, bring the Word and teach us. We need to have that heart. And if you don't have a church to go to that does this, get into another church. And if there isn't another church in your area, move. The reality is, being built up in this life is much more important than where you live. Be in a church that builds you up, that grows you in the faith, that you're focused on Christ. We need to be built up. And the Israelites had the right view. But secondly, not only do we need to be in a good church, being built up with the Word of God, not only do we have to have a desire for it. That's not enough. We need to listen attentively. There's a lot of people in very good churches who are not listening attentively, who are not coming to a right understanding that changes their lives. They may be there, but there's something in the way. And we're going to see that we need to listen attentively. Verse 3, back in Nehemiah chapter 8. And he read from it before the square, which is in front of the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women, those who could understand. That's that principle. And as we grow here in this church plant, we're going to do that. That's our desire, right? Those who can understand. And all the people were, what? Attentive to the book of the law. Now, they read it for quite a while here. From early morning, means dawn, really, from the first light to midday. That's a long time. You know, I find people have a problem if the sermon goes late at times. The reality is, we should be so enthralled with the Word that we're just absorbed. And I'm so blessed at times where I don't know how long it's gone. And then I see how long it's like, whoa, that was long. And I go, oh, I didn't know that. The reality is we're just in the Word and we're being blessed by it. Being blessed by it. Acts chapter 15, verse 32. And Judas, this is a good Judas, and Silas, that's Silvet, also being prophets themselves, encouraged and strengthened the brethren with a lengthy message. If you're a pastor, you like that, right? You like that. So here, all who could listen with understanding and all the people, end of verse 3, were attentive. This is a summary. We're going to see in a moment why they were attentive and how they were attentive. This is a summary. They were attentive. It literally, you might have that word in italics. It literally could say it this way. Their ear was toward the Word. Their ear was toward the Word. You know, it's not towards the pen clicking. It's not towards the machine blowing the air in here. There's all kinds of distractions, but their ears were towards the Word. They were attentive to it from morning to midday. You know, sadly, we have those who don't want to be in the Word of God. They may be tempted to think, oh, it's too much of that. That tells you your heart's not right. You know, we're going to see in a moment that we need to see God's Word rightly. When we come politely bored with God's Word, we're in a troublesome spot because it is actually the Word of God. It is God's Word. And we should have an expectation coming to church. We should be thinking in advance, God is going to speak to me, not through the pastor, but through His Word. He's going to speak to us through his word today. It's a very important time. And so they were attentive. But sadly, we have a society of wicked pastors who cater to worldly Christians and non-believers who can't endure sound doctrine, so they shorten their sermons. I was checking a church of people who are looking around for a church. I was looking at it. The sermon, 23 minutes or so. I'm sorry that you can't teach the word in that little time. It's just not enough time. Something's wrong if that's all you can endure is 23 minutes once a week. Something's very wrong. Judas and Silas, among them being prophets, encouraged and strengthened the brethren with a lengthy message. And now if the message is really long, we do not have the Apostle Paul here, in case you fall out the window, right? You remember that from Acts? Guy fell asleep and fell out, right? But the reality is, we need to have a desire to attentively listen to it. If we don't listen attentively, we're not going to be built up spiritually. And maybe that's just why you've been in a good church or whatever it might be for a long time and you're not being built up. You're not attentively seeing it as what it really is and seeing that God might change you and make you more like his son. They were listening literally with intent. It's interesting. All who could listen with understanding. Verse 2, listen with understanding. Verse 3, with understanding. Verse 8, and they read from the book of the law, translating to give a sense that they would understand the reading. Verse 12, and all the people went away to eat and drink and send portions and to celebrate the great festival, as we'll see, the great joy, because they understood the words which had been made known to them. Verse 13, then on the second day, the heads of the fathers of the households and all the people, the priests and Levites, gathered to Ezra the scribe that they might gain insight into the words of the law. You know, you're never going to gain insight. You're never going to understand unless you're attentive. It is so important. It is so important. And as we're going to see, this means you need to prepare your heart to hear the word of God. You need to teach your kids. It's a holy time. You teach them. This is an important time. We're coming to hear God's word. Same thing when you come to the word by yourself and you look at it. It is God's word. It is God's word. We need to learn to be attentive. We need to learn and prepare for all of those satanic distractions. It's going to come. It's too hot. It's too cold. What are they wearing? All these different things. The pen clicking. It's going to happen. The audio is too loud. The sound is not. We need to focus our hearts on worshiping the Lord and not being distracted. Not being distracted. Personally, we got to make that choice. So not only do we need to have a desire for the word, we need to listen intently with a desire to understand. So now with this summary, they were listening with intent. But now he moves to the specifics, which we're going to see reveal the preparation that we need to have in our hearts to listen intently and to understand. There's some preparation that needs to go on in our hearts. Verse 4, and Ezra the scribe stood at a wooden podium which they had made for the purpose. I'm going to hash these names up, but we'll give it a try. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on his right hand, and Pedadiah, Mishael, Malshiah, Hasham, and Hashbadanana, and Zechariah and Meshulam on his left hand. These guys are up there. These are probably Levites. Some of them are, we'll see later on. Those who would actually help explain the word of God to the people. This is a full-on teaching time, an explanation time. Praise the Lord. And then we have this kind of description of what happened. Verse 4, and Ezra the scribe stood at a wooden podium which they had made for this purpose. Now, we're going to see in the next portion that he was standing on a platform. He was above everyone so that they could see him. And this is why we do this in church. That's why we have a platform, so that everyone can see the person teaching the word of God. Now, there's also interesting. Some say that's what that word podium means, but that's really not what it means. The word podium means tower. And it's my belief and it's others' beliefs that that's speaking of like a pulpit. He's on an elevated platform with a podium, with a tower. And that's how he is bringing forth the word of God. And that's kind of where we get our practices in the sense of having a pulpit on a stage in a sense or whatever it might be. We see this here in Nehemiah. And Ezra, the scribe, stood at a wooden podium, which they had made for the purpose. And besides him stood in all those guys, okay? And notice verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people when he opened it, and all the people stood up. Here we're going to see something, our first clue into how to be able to listen intently. We need to have a honor and respect for the Word of God. These people who had not been so honoring the Word, I believe, their hearts were being changed. They came expectantly, as we're going to see, to hear God's Word. They came expectantly. They all stood up. They stood up when Ezra opened the Word of God. Now, we have in our churches these days, mostly a lot of Baptist churches, that they'll say, stand for the reading of the word. And they'll stand and they'll read a passage and they'll sit down. Well, here we're going to see they stood for when he opened, but then after he prayed, they all bowed down. And they were obviously sitting the entire time from the light to the noonday when he was reading the word. This is an initial movement of respect for when he opened the word of God. You see what I'm saying? It's a visible respect. And that's where I think we come very short, where we do not see God's word for what it is. We kind of take church lightly. Oh, go to church. Yeah, okay, great sermon, whatever, you know, bad sermon. No, we are coming and gathering and assembling to hear the word of God. It is really important. It is really important. And if we don't have that view, it's God's word, and that's what he uses to change me, then we're not going to be attentive. We're not going to hear and we're not going to understand. And maybe that's your problem, why you're not growing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the Apostle Paul praised God and thanked him because the Thessalonians, in their salvation, received the word, not as the word of men, but the word of God, which it really is the word of God, which performs its work in you who believe. Now, we all did that when we were saved. But we can kind of start to lessen it. We hear, okay, and I've heard of stories that people say, you know, why does he not go to Bible study anymore? Well, he knows all that already. Wait a second. The reality is, yes, we can know a lot. We can know a lot of the Word of God, but it's still God's Word. And it's still powerful. We need to have a reverent respect for it. I'm not saying a rote ritual for it. I'm not saying those who stand for the reading is a rote ritual. It can become that, certainly. You know, but if you're going to do that type of stuff, read the whole passage. Maybe do the whole thing, raising the hands and going down on your knees. Well, so we need to be very careful because this is really a heart issue. And secondly, we need to be careful not to judge others in where their hearts are at. We don't know. So let's just learn for ourselves here. So first of all, when he opened it, the people stood up. This is where our hearts need to be. Our hearts need to stand up. When the word of God is being read, when we're going to hear it, they need to be attentive. You know, when something important happens that you have respect for, you know, the president enters the room, dun da 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 da, you know, and that's not that song, but everyone stands up. There's an attention, there's a respect. This is a visible sign of respect from the people for the Word of God, and we've become politely bored with God's Word at times. We've taken it for granted. We throw our Bibles here and there. I'm not saying we worship the Bible, but it's God's Word. We need to respect God's word. We need to have a raised view of it, what God does with it. We saw back in 2 Timothy 3:16 that God uses all scripture, that it is his word breathed forth from him, and he uses it profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be continually adequate, having been fully equipped. It's really important, and we see that here. This is, I think, a change for these people. They are seeing things. Ezra's influence in what God did through him in building the wall and the victory over their enemies. His influence is moving, not Ezra, but Nehemiah's. And they call for Ezra. And when he opens it, they have this respect. So we need to have a reverence for God's word. Turn to Isaiah 66, verse 1. And it's easy to take it lightly. You hear it all the time. You're in a good church, you hear the word all the time. It's easy to go, okay, yeah, you know, Don't do that, because you will not listen attentively. You will not see it for what it really is. Isaiah 66, verse 1. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is the place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. Not much trembling at God's word, not much seeing it from the God of the universe, the one who made everything, who sent his son to die for us. This is his very word. We need to raise our understanding and respect for the word, which is really, as we'll see in a minute, a respect for him. You see, if we honor and respect him when we come together, and we honor and respect his word when we come together, we have respect for it, we're going to have more attentive ears to hear what God has to say through his word. And that's what we need to learn here. So we have here, the people stood up. Then notice verse 6, back in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 6. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. This is implying he's praying, speaking well of the Lord. That's what it means. It's implying he's praying. He blessed the Lord. That's the great I am, the self-existent one, the great God. You want to prepare for receiving his word and hearing it attentively. You've got to see your God is great. You got to see your God. You got to see him rightly. That's one of the things we do before in the service. One of our thoughts is get our hearts and minds on our great God. Get our hearts and minds focused on who he is. Have a real reverence for him. We sing of his praises. We exalt his name. That's what we're doing here, that we would be ready to hear God's word. And so he blessed the Lord, the great God. Psalm 119, establish thy word to thy servant as that which produces reverence for thee. Your word should make me revere you. I need to pray that. You need to pray that. And so he spoke well in the context. And this is, we need to get our hearts right before we come to the word of God. You see, they were attentive because all this is happening beforehand. They were focused on his word. They were respectful. God was exalted as Ezra exalts him. And then notice all the people answered, amen, amen. You know, an amen's okay every once in a while. We got to be careful, you know, what we say in this assembly. You know, the charismatics take it to the extremes, right? It's like, we're going to go to lunch. Amen. Well, they didn't mean to say that. They've been saying amen the whole time, right? You know, but the reality is this word amen, it is amen in Hebrew. That's where we get it from. It means true, trustworthy, truly, or surely. It's the truth. What you're doing is you are affirming the validity or veracity of a declaration. If someone says God is great, you say, amen, that is true. Absolutely true. You say, may God be glorified. You're saying, so that be true. You see what I'm saying? Amen, amen, okay? He blessed the great God, and they all said, amen, amen, right? And then notice they lifted their hands. And this is a gesture, I believe, of humility. Now, again, we're so shell-shocked from the charismatics, which you see it all in the flesh. The reality is, most likely, historically speaking, when they raised their hands, the posture was like this. It's an open to God. It's a posture of humility. Because you notice what they do right after this point is they bow down. They bow down. Try bowing down with your hands up like this. It doesn't work, okay? The reality is, we kind of take this, people get excited and they go like this, you know, whatever it is. You know, we don't know their hearts, but I don't think I would want a hand in my face, right? The reality is this is a sign, a gesture, a physical gesture of humility. I think that's what's going on here. Now, please don't judge people where their hearts are. They may be truly yielded to the Lord. We don't know that, okay? But the reality is here, they were humbling themselves. They were like, I'm yours. And we need to come to the Word of God like that. Lord, I'm totally yours. And notice what they did. Then they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. This is all before the word was read. It wasn't like they were standing for the whole reading. They stood. He blessed God. They acknowledged amen. They went like this and went down on their knees. And they praised and worshiped the Lord as we see. They worshiped him. You see, this is what needs to happen for us to be attentive to the word of God. We need to worship the Lord. You know, that's what we were doing earlier. We were singing his praises. We were worshiping. Hopefully your heart was doing that. Your heart was bowed down before you. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. He died for our sins, right? We're praising him. If you're not worshiping the Lord, you're not going to hear the word of God. You're not going to be attentive because it's still all about you. And you know what? That's why some of these churches are so bad, because all their worship is geared towards how you feel. It's a rock concert for you rather than praising him and worshiping him from a heart that is bowed down before him. That's the way we need to come to the Word of God. And if you are not doing that, you're not going to be attentive. You're not going to hear with understanding. And maybe that's why the walls of your spiritual house are all torn down and are not being built up. You're hearing the word every week. Now, it could be you don't know the Lord, but maybe you do. Maybe you do. Maybe your heart has not been humbled before him to see his word rightly and to see him rightly. When we have a proper reverence for the Lord and a reverence for his word, we're then going to listen intently. If we don't have that, we're not going to listen intently. You say, if you're thinking about everything else in the world during this time that we're here to hear the word, you've got to fight against that. You need to say no. You need to focus your heart. You need to turn your attention to the word of God. And so here, they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So we see here the preparation that we need to have for the word of God. The preparation that we need to have to be rebuilt. First of all, we need to have a strong desire for his word. And we need to place ourselves in the position where his teachers, not your teachers, his teachers can teach you the word of God. And we need to come to the word with the right heart of reverence for him, worship for him, and a reverence for the authority of his word when we hear it. And you see, then God, as we will see with these Jews, will work in your heart. So how does God restore his people? How does he restore the spiritual walls that are broken down, the gates that are burned with fire, that are off the hinges? How does he do it? Well, we're going to see he does it through his word, working in his people. But first of all, there needs to be a desire for it. And maybe your desire has waned. Things have gotten in the way. You're never going to be restored till the Lord and his word is your desire. I'm going to see. Secondly, we need to be in a place to listen attentively. We need to listen attentively, which means we need to see God rightly and worship him. And we need to also see his word rightly and revere what he says to us. So as we gather, you know, we're going to be fighting those little battles, those little Sanballats and Tobias, Satan tempting us to think of anything and everything other than what we need to think of. And we need to fight the good fight of faith. And we need to prioritize in our hearts God and his word. And believe me, in reality, when something's very important to you, you prioritize it. You pay attention, right? And so we need to do that.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, would you review for us what we saw concerning how God restores the spiritual walls that are broken down and the doors that are broken?
Yes, gladly, Dave. And indeed, we've seen how God restores his people. And how does he restore the spiritual walls that are broken down and burned? He does it through his word in the heart of the receptive. And indeed, like we've seen today, these Jews had a desire to hear God's word, and they looked for someone to bring it to them and to teach them. And Dave, they also approached the word with a right heart. They were attentive, listening to understand. They had their hearts prepared by a reverence for his word and a reverence for him. Now, maybe that's what's lacking in your heart today. Maybe that's why God is not working in your life. Your reverence for his word and your reverence for him has taken a nosedive. Well, just confess. Allow God's word to cause in you, by his spirit, that which produces reverence for him. Psalm 119:38, establish thy word to thy servant as that which produces reverence for thee.
As we close today's broadcast, here's an important message from our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
Hi, this is Greg Lundstedt, and it is my great privilege to study and teach the Word of God and to share it with you each day on this radio station. And as you listen, I want to ask you this question. Has equipping the saints been a blessing to you? If so, would you prayerfully consider coming alongside us financially? You see, your financial partnership with us is so appreciated. So on behalf of the team here at Equipping the Saints, we want to praise our Lord and thank you for your prayers and financial support.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, to partner with us, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. Or if you prefer to send a gift online, our web address is etsradio.org. Well, we hope you make plans to join us again right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.